PA Gaming Control Board levies $112,500 in fines, expands exclusion list. Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. The Pennsylvania Gaming Control Board approved $112,500 in fines against three gaming operators during its public monthly meeting. The enforcement action reinforces compliance obligations for casinos and manufacturers while tightening oversight across the state's regulated gaming market. The penalties were approved during the board's monthly public meeting, as detailed in the Pennsylvania Gaming Control Board press release. Rivers Casino Pittsburgh faces largest fine. Holding Acquisition Company, LP, operator of Rivers Casino Pittsburgh, received the largest penalty at $70,000. Regulators cited seven separate instances in which individuals on the state's self-exclusion list were permitted to access the casino floor and gamble. Self-exclusion programs are designed to allow individuals struggling with gambling harm to voluntarily bar themselves from casino activity. Operators are required to implement controls preventing those individuals from entering gaming floors or placing wagers. The board's action highlights the importance of internal monitoring systems and staff training to ensure excluded patrons are identified and denied access. Relax Gaming and Live Casino also penalized. Relax Gaming North America, LLC, a licensed internet gaming manufacturer, was fined $32,500 for executing a change of control before obtaining required board approval. Regulators require prior authorization for ownership changes to maintain oversight of licensed entities operating within Pennsylvania's gaming framework. Stadium Casino Westmoreland Re, LLC, which operates Live Casino Pittsburgh, was fined $10,000 for allowing an individual under the age of 21 onto the gaming floor where gambling occurred. Pennsylvania law strictly prohibits underage gambling at licensed facilities. Although smaller in scale than the Rivers Casino penalty, the violation reinforces the regulatory expectation that age verification procedures remain airtight. Eight individuals barred statewide. Beyond financial penalties, the board also placed eight individuals on its various involuntary exclusion lists. Those listed are prohibited from gaming at Pennsylvania casinos, online betting platforms regulated by the board, and video gaming terminal locations. The additions bring the total number of individuals on the board's exclusion lists to 1,499. Placement typically follows investigations presented by the Office of Chief Counsel and the Office of Enforcement Counsel. Exclusion lists are a key enforcement tool, barring individuals from participating in gaming activities across all regulated channels in the state. Ongoing oversight. The board emphasized that detailed consent agreements for each case are available through its Office of Communications. Pennsylvania's regulatory structure relies on public meetings to review enforcement matters, reinforcing transparency within the state's gaming system. The next board meeting is scheduled for March 25, 2026, at the Strawberry Square Complex in Harrisburg. For operators, the fines serve as a reminder that compliance failures, even procedural ones, carry financial and reputational consequences. For players, particularly those on exclusion programs, the actions signal continued regulatory scrutiny aimed at protecting vulnerable individuals within the market.